Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one Ginger. And the Ginger's hair is looking real good today.
Hello.
Ginger be gingering.
We shampooed this morning.
He shampooed.
Really?
You know, it's so funny that I had to teach Jared how to wash his hair. Like, men don't know how to wash their hair.
I didn't really know until you told me that Jared didn't know. And when you explained what you told like, Jared, ha-ha. I was like, okay.
I can't believe he doesn't know.
What was it? The conditioner doesn't go on your scalp?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big one.
But my right here is dry. I was like, how do I get these moist?
The in the front?
Yeah.
That's where I have most of my problems.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like you're still putting conditioner on your scalp.
I'm not.
You also taught me the right way. So thank you.
That is so funny. It is so funny. There are these like rules that I feel like women just, we all kind of know.
Yeah.
Like they're ingrained in us, but then I guess they're not.
Sometimes you don't know. I also didn't know that hair was way more delicate when it's wet. Like the breakage is way more likely to happen.
Yeah.
So there's, you shouldn't brush your hair when it's wet.
Well, that's what I was telling, because Jared always wanted to take showers and right before he goes to sleep, and we can't sleep on wet hair.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I
don't know. This is all.
You guys.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, yes.
All
right. Like that.
Yes. All good. But like,
with
you
all
know,
the breakage.
Kind of like a caveman.
But it feels
approach.
Really good sometimes. Like, take a shower and get right in bed.
A full, an everything shower.
Yeah.
Nothing better. How are we doing?
I think we're good.
God. Yeah. So good.
So good?
So good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're feeling that good.
Today's a great day. It's beautiful outside.
Today is a great day. We're getting into springtime. Finally, sometime. Kind of.
It's a little chilly out for me.
I know.
I'm still freezing.
Not for me.
Before we start today's episode, we wanted to remind you, we have a Patreon. If you want more true crime content, we're doing one full episode every single week for all of our Patreonies. They're good episodes.
They're so good.
They're so good.
They're great.
And you can watch us on video for Killing Time.
That's right.
If that is your thing. If not, I feel like the bonus episodes are what people are coming for.
I agree.
I wonder how many people watch our video. Like,
come on,
two?
I'm sure a bunch of people are watching these.
I agree.
I don't know.
I can see the stats. It's in the thousands.
People like the videos on Instagram.
I know, they're fun. We love making our
little
videos.
You've gone viral.
We've had a couple viral moments.
Mostly Jared.
The Costco hot dog. What else?
Astronaut twins.
The astronaut twins.
People love space and hot dogs.
That's true. And hot dogs in space.
That's right.
All right.
We're just trying to be viral.
I know. Always trying to be viral. Should we get into the day today?
Let's do it.
Okay, so today is April 18th, and we're going back to 1775. Now, I don't know. I couldn't find anything before that. So April 18th was just, nothing was going on.
Another boring day.
Until the 1700s. Oh, you wait until next week. So 1775, Paul Revere.
Oh.
You know him?
Yeah,
I've heard. The British are coming?
That's right.
Okay, Paul Revere.
He's kind of a narc.
Well, here's the thing. I did a deep dive. It's pretty much all a lie. As is, like, I feel like most history. Like,
sure.
People just, like, make up a story and then, like, everybody thought it was
embellishments.
True. Yeah, embellishments. Mm-hmm. We love those. Paul Revere's ride happened on April 18th, 1775. So the whole thing was that he was going from Lexington to Concord to warn colonists about the British troops who were poised to attack. And that's where you hear the whole, the British are coming, the British are coming, the British are coming. So it turned out that he never said that. Never said it. Also, never even made the ride.
Really?
What?
Yes.
It's all a lie.
It's all a lie.
God, it's like stolen valor of a thing that never happened.
Yeah, exactly. Who is this fraud?
Okay, so let me tell you a little bit more about it. Paul Revere didn't ride through the streets of Concord hollering a warning. He didn't even make it to Concord at all. He ended up riding with two other men, Samuel Prescott and William Dawes. Only one of them succeeded in reaching Concord to warn the British invasion, and that was Samuel Prescott.
Why isn't he famous?
I don't know. I have never even heard of him. After they left Lexington, they were all arrested and detained by a British patrol. So they're going to try to go do their whole thing. Mm. They're arrested. They all ended up escaping, but Prescott escaped first, and then he made it to Lexington and told them all about the British coming. But Paul Revere, for some reason, got all...
all the credits.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this happens throughout history. It's people really like to be recognized for their deeds, even if they weren't like a main contributor. It's like being on a group project and maybe like you did the least, but you're still going to get the A.
But like, how do you do the PR for himself? Like, how did he do that? How did it get perpetuated?
How they always do. He knew somebody.
He knew somebody who knew somebody who wrote a history book.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then threw his name
history
in
is written by the friends of the friends.
That is true. Through the buds.
I think that's the quote, right?
100%.
Yeah. Yep.
I know. I was just like, wow, the British are coming. Total lie.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a fraud. Well, you know what? I mean, what's the other guy's name?
Samuel Prescott.
Samuel Prescott.
See, that's a good name too. I was saying Paul Revere is a
William
really good.
William Dawes isn't bad.
Yeah.
I know. What names?
I know.
I know. I never even heard of the other two guys.
Huh. Well,
that's what happens.
Paul Revere, a true fraud.
He's a liar.
A true fraud. Okay, 1906 at 5:13 in the morning, an earthquake estimated close to 8.0 on the Richter scale struck San Francisco, California. That is a big fucking earthquake.
The big
earthquake.
One.
Big boy.
That is a big boy.
What's the number again?
An 8 on the Richter scale. It was a 7.9.
We're rounding up.
It occurred at 5:12 in the morning, causing a fire to break out in the city, and over 3,000 people died.
And that's a lot.
And horrible. It destroyed over 80% of the city.
Wild.
That's crazy.
I talk about this all the time. I've been out here for, what, 4 years now?
Yeah.
California? I haven't felt one yet. I'm going to knock on wood.
I feel
because,
them all.
He is always gone when an earthquake happens.
Do you want one?
He wants to
like,
feel
like not an 8.
No.
I don't really want an 8.
Your building's new. You're fine.
Yeah. Well, I have a new habit of like walking like in buildings. I started noticing recently where they have the earthquake like rating. I'm very conscious of that. I don't
know
why.
Well, in hospitals, they have it.
Yeah. And like different wings have different ratings. Like the ICU has like for the hospitals I've seen out here, the ICU is like a much higher rating than the other floors of the hospital.
You would hope so.
Which would make sense. Like, can't we just do that to the whole thing?
You would think so.
Okay.
I mean, well, it's costly.
That's why we retrofit in LA. Mm. That's something that's super expensive that we do here.
I don't know if I want to feel one. I had a night the other night where I was just like sitting up late. Jack went to bed. I was like, I haven't felt one yet. And then I started to freak myself out.
You're like, maybe now.
What if one happens right now? What if the big one happens right now? What would
and
I
you
do? I'm in
it.
My boxers. What am I going to do? Like, what's my plan?
Well, there was an earthquake that happened one night when we were sleeping. And I woke him up. I was like, Jared, it's an earthquake. And he woke up. And then the next morning, I was like, how about that earthquake? And he completely forgot about it.
Gone.
Oh, gone. No.
If you disturb me between like midnight and 8 a.m., it's I won't remember.
I tried. Yeah. I tried. I remembered it.
Oops.
Okay, 1912, the 705 survivors of the Titanic arrived in New York City on board the Cunard liner Carpathia.
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 Yeah.
Wow. Really just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, that really does
not. I thought it was the Concordia, but no, Carpathia sounds more correct.
705 survivors. How many people were on the Titanic?
A lot.
Bunch.
A couple thousand.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like tons.
And all the rich ones.
Well.
Made it back.
And
Rose.
And Billy Zane.
And Billy Zane.
Billy Zane, may
wait,
he...
did he make it?
Yes. I have a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he made it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What an asshole.
His character
did. We went over this.
Yeah.
And then Rose hid from him on the boat.
Right. Imagine being that guy.
She's like, I'm Rose Dawson, but she wasn't. She took Jack's last name.
Yeah. Best movie of all time, in my
honestly,
opinion.
Honestly, I think we're due to watch. Maybe we should all get together and watch it.
It gives me very bad anxiety.
That's yeah,
really?
Well, yeah. Does
when
it
the
not?
Boat... splits in half.
Yeah.
It's, and it's like,
it's the best part.
No. The worst is the sound of the boat creaking with all the water in it. That is a sound that, like, I have a visceral reaction to. Like, I can't, it like makes me want to, like,
it's the best part. I thought that's why we're all watching the movie. It's not.
No,
Leo.
You're watching it for Leo and Billy.
All right. So this is man brain. Okay. We're all, I want to see
you're
the
watching
thing
it
snap.
For naked Rose Dawson boobs.
Well,
yes. And the hand.
Arguably
the steam
first,
hand.
First boob I ever saw, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably or really?
You would have been
most likely
in third grade.
Yeah. And I remember kids like in third grade, like boys at school being like, there's boobs in this movie.
I actually can't believe that we watched that movie in third grade. Seems quite young.
We were in fourth grade.
Or fourth grade. Whatever. Still seems very... That's a very mature movie.
I know. It was a different time.
It was a tasteful nude.
I'm not talking about the nude. I'm just
deaths.
Talking about the death.
Oh.
And the terror.
Oh.
It is terror. Like, maybe it's like a PTSD kind of thing. That's like when I
with
think
a whole,
about it.
Like, you know, third class or whatever, being just locked down there.
Yeah.
To be like, nope. You're not coming out, and there's kids and stuff. It was awful.
So this movie terrorized you. Here's a question. Have you ever been on a cruise?
No.
I would never.
Oh.
No
judgment.
Shocking.
Not for me.
Shocking.
Why is that shocking?
I don't know. Maybe
have
it's
you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I wasn't afraid of the Titanic.
With your fam. I'm not afraid.
Titanic
it's just
didn't
not.
Freak me out.
I'm not afraid of
it's
it.
It's not my vibe.
I'm
they're trying to do that new 911 show, I think, that's basically like a repeat of the Titanic.
Oh, that really like cheap looking show on like ABC or whatever.
Yeah,
it is?
But it's like people are on a cruise and it crashes and then you see that it's sinking. It literally looks exactly like the Titanic.
Is it scripted?
Yes.
It seems like, and I don't know 100%, but this is like when Jack's watching Bachelor, I think it's like they show ads for it.
Yeah, it's like The Good Doctor.
It seems like if you had like a CSI or whatever, like one of those shows, and then they were like, hey, for this season, let's throw a somewhat bigger budget at it. So you've got like a CGI boat and it looks like it's going to be like fucking terrible. I kind of want to watch it.
It's probably really bad.
I want to watch a submersible show that came out. Like, I saw a commercial that was pretty intriguing where they're like, there was this mysterious banging and trying to figure out what the banging was, because they'd already died.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're talking about the actual, the Titanic one. Yeah.
The submersible. Yeah. Yeah. That
is it like a investigative show?
Seems like it. And okay. I was like, what was this banging?
I remember that. That was like one of the first reports, is that they were picking up like an audio signal or something.
They played it on TikTok on this whoever was doing this. I was like, that's a bang. And it didn't sound mechanical. Like it wasn't like, it sounded like a,
like a big, like a monster, knocking?
Biological bang, like Ooh. Someone banging in a weird, like Oof. An animal.
Well, I think the aliens live in the water.
There's certainly a base or something down there.
I mean, most, it's like the USOs, it's like 80% of UFOs are around bodies of water. And we don't know anything about the ocean.
Not only that, so we're only 2% smarter. Our DNA is only 2% different than primates.
Yeah, pretty dumb.
But look at the difference in our technology and all that stuff.
Pretty dumb. No, for sure.
Yes. And, yeah. But my point is
saying
that
2% goes a long way.
Neil deGrasse Tyson talked about how, imagine these beings being just 2% different than us.
Oh.
And what that could mean for their technology.
Yeah.
You know, because like, think of the difference between us and apes is so little.
Yeah.
And if we're close to these beings, just think about how much more they could know and understand about just the dimensions, etc.
I want to see them aliens.
I want to see them aliens too.
Okay. We are the aliens.
Oh, no, yeah. That's true. Yeah, it depends on who you ask.
I mean, jellyfish are, I mean, have you ever seen a jellyfish?
No, like one of
the
deep
gray the grays are us in the future.
Mm. Oh
my God, listen to this. Is there time for this?
Yeah.
Of course.
So, you know how the grays, how they're depicted sort of in pop culture, no mouths.
Yeah.
Apparently, the theory is that we're inching closer and closer to this with our reliance on technology.
Okay. Because
people are speaking so much less mouth to mouth, face to face, that the theory is soon, like, speech is obsolete because we're communicating via internet and phone. Ooh. And soon it's telepathically. Yep. And you don't need your mouth.
And then you don't need your muscles eventually. Your body gets smaller.
Well, in space, there's no light. So our eyes get bigger to absorb more light. So the theory is we are actually them. And they come back in time to try to like help us not destroy the planet.
I am into this theory.
They're kind of cute.
Because that's why they look like us, but not. They look like us if we evolved past speech.
Yeah. But the grays are also small and like thin.
Yeah,
probably because they can't get any food.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like, you know, they just.
What are their physical demands? If you master technology and you have anything to help you with everything,
I guess you don't need to.
What do you need to? Where's the manual labor? Where's the need to?
You don't
have,
need manual labor.
Yeah. It's just everything's automated.
That's why you get just skinny. You don't really need muscles.
You're just like a brain.
Oh my God. But the joys of food are gone.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a gray.
Scarcity, probably.
Yeah. Probably had to just survive after we like destroyed our planet.
That's right.
That's why they're not fucking with us. Because they know they're like, we they're are not ready. Them. They're like, well, they're like, but they're also probably like, they're not ready yet. They still really love food.
They're like their little, we're their little like ant, our little ant colony that they like visit.
They're like, it is Monday, and I know Jack really wants Jersey Mike's this week, so we're not going to disturb her quite yet.
And I don't mind being in the ant farm as long as I get some good food.
They probably think we're adorable. Like, I don't know. Oh, they discovered the internet.
Yeah.
Good for them.
How cute. They're like, oh, fighting over there. All of Europe. Very adorable.
Oh, this one's got a big bomb. Yeah. What's he going to do with it?
Cute little bugs. I mean, did you ever watch Three Body Problem?
Yes.
Your Bugs.
What a show.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I just finished Fallout. Well, loved it.
Oh, we didn't finish it yet.
We have one episode
left. I just watched
the
last one last night.
Did you watch it with Matt?
He fell asleep last night at like 8 o'clock, so I watched it alone.
I want to know his thoughts on the show because he probably played the game.
He loves it. He already knows what happens,
fantastic.
And it's why.
Fantastic.
The last episode's great.
Cool. Oh my gosh, I'm really excited. Yeah, Fallout is a new show based on a video game.
I put a lot of hours into that game. I know a lot about
Jared put a lot of hours into the... It's basically what would have happened after the nuclear bomb was dropped.
Well... A nuclear war, like literally,
like the surface of the earth is destroyed.
Yeah. Menies.
So, I'm not going to really say anything about it. It's so fantastic. Good. You can tell Amazon spent money on it too. I think the budget was 150 million for
looks
the first
season.
It
was like 36 million per episode or something.
Looks fantastic. It follows the game like in a way where like if you're a fan of the game, it's really fun to watch it. But it's also not specific to only people who played it, so it's very like I noticed you liked it, right?
It's a great show.
You don't have to know the game to like the show.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, so good.
I recommend it.
I was gonna right before we went into that, I looked up a spoiler alert because Three Body Problem, like you don't see the they're called Trisolarans in the book, but
they're called the Santi
or whatever. You know, you don't see them, and I looked it up because I read the first book.
You looked this up?
I looked up what their like shape was. I'm not going to tell you because I remember that you don't know.
Yeah.
But I was going to.
Don't spoil that shit.
But it's crazy. Mm. It would be crazy if I was.
Jack's a spoiler.
I'm not a spoiler, only for The Bachelor.
All right.
Okay. 1924, the first crossword puzzle book was published by Simon & Schuster.
Okay.
Still going on today.
Love that.
1925, the first Women's World Fair opened its 8-day run in Chicago, Illinois.
There's a Women's World Fair?
There was.
Oh.
The brainchild of women's movement pioneer Helen Bennett and co-founded by Ruth Hannah McCormick, the goal of the fair was to highlight female achievement in the arts, commerce, and industry, which is weird. Because, like, were there really commerce things going on with women in the 1925?
We weren't allowed to vote yet.
No,
but they were going to give us a world fair.
I know. I thought it was crazy that it was happening.
Same.
It said, by exhibiting these accomplishments, Bennett's goal was to encourage women to seek employment in all occupations and demand equal pay for equal work. So it was very
progressive.
Very progressive. Still, we're still working on it.
Maybe one day we'll get there. Probably
you guys will
not.
Get there eventually. Probably
maybe
right?
One day. Who knows?
I don't know.
Probably gonna go backwards.
Good luck to you.
Okay, 1955. Albert Einstein was born. No, sorry. Nope. 1955. Albert Einstein died.
Oh.
Due to a heart failure at age 76.
That's a good run.
Good run.
Did a lot of stuff
for back in the day. Pretty
old. I guess there was a year of his life. I heard about this. I don't know which year, but he had like a crazy year of his life where most of the incredible
his genius
things
happened,
where,
right?
Like all of his genius happened within like the span of like 24 months, and like we're talking like theory of relativity.
Some
other
one figure that out.
I mean,
long form math.
Ugh.
Thinking about
without
couldn't be me
a calculator.
Couldn't be fucking me.
Thinking about space and time
can't even
and
do
how
simple division. We tried
dude,
it.
Yes.
Imagine looking out and being like, okay, I'm going to think about space and time and how it could possibly be manipulated by like
gravity
warping with gravity. Like that's so crazy.
Still doesn't make sense.
It's like your high friend who you're like just dismissing all the time, and that's kind of how it happened for him. Like
he was probably on a lot of cocaine.
Well, what? Yeah, maybe I don't know, but a lot people were dismissive of it at first. They were like, "This is too
abstract,
bananas."
It still is.
It's really hard for people
and what's
to grasp.
Crazy,
like it's not tangible, you know. So I think it's hard for people.
And to this day, there's like you know, if you're talking theory of relativity, there's been nothing to say otherwise, which is pretty amazing. But
well, now it can be calculated with machines that make sure it's like.
I know. How, and he was
well,
right.
I've been reading the rumbles of like some of these discoveries that we're making with this James Webb telescope are going to they're like on the bounds of like breaking physics as we know them.
Like in what way?
In like the creation of the universe and like how different things interact and like antimatter and like what.
So the Big Bang is.
Basically, I don't have all the info because, you know,
facts.
I'm not like a real scientist.
Yeah.
But
scientists.
Supposedly there are anomalies that they're finding with this thing that they're basically like, we don't know how to explain this thing that we're seeing.
Mm. Ooh,
so
I love
physicists
that.
Don't like that. That's what happened in the beginning of the three body problem.
Yep.
They're like, what?
They're like, this doesn't make sense.
This isn't what this we agreed on.
No, because then everything, it's like kind of figuring out, like it would be like very religious people with aliens. It's like, no, this isn't what I was told.
Well, there
like
are laws of physics.
Yeah.
And everyone bases all the principles and all their equations based on
laws.
You
have to have some sort of baseline to like advance.
I feel like this is a very intelligent episode for us.
Yeah. I feel like Lex Fridman right now.
Yeah, oh, totally.
We've been listening to Lex a little bit more lately.
Yeah,
I feel like Lex
there
Fridman.
There can only be one, but sure.
There can only be one. Okay. 1963, Conan O'Brien was born.
Oh.
A national treasure.
National treasure.
He used to live on this street.
He did?
Did
yes.
he? On Gower?
When?
On Gower.
Oh.
Me? And my friend Kat, who lives across the hall, Kat listens to these. We were eating at Sugarfish up the street, minding our own business, and Conan O'Brien was seated next to us. And me and Kat were talking, and Kat was talking about her friend's apartment caught on fire. And he leaned over and goes, "Is your friend okay?"
Oh,
and starts talking to us.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
And he's the nicest fucking person ever. And he tells us when he first moved to LA and had nothing, he lived on Gower. Before he made it big.
Really?
And I'm like, we live on Gower.
That's amazing.
He's gotta be just like
when I lived here. Yeah. He was the nicest person.
Oh, that's such
we
a
we talk
nice
about
thing
it like once last night. I was sitting next to Ron Livingston and I was text Kat. I was like, we're sitting next to Ron Livingston, still not better than Conan. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
It's like our favorite celebrity run-in
that's
that we've
amazing.
Ever had.
Oh,
yeah.
I love
have you
Conan.
Seen his Hot Ones yet? He just did it?
No.
Dude, it's everywhere. It's like it's, the whole thing is viral.
What
because
is it?
Hot, you know Hot Ones where they eat all like the hot wings and the guy interviews
so
them?
He did Hot Ones.
Oh.
Rolls in fully committed and proceeds. He brought a doctor with him. Like that's
love
his,
that.
His whole bit was like.
Because they get so hot that people like.
But he's got
pass
like,
out.
But he's got like a doctor with him to like monitor.
Yeah, to make sure he survives it.
Yeah.
But he it's so funny because I watched the beginning of the interview and I haven't seen the whole thing yet, but I've seen all the clips. And it starts with him being like, you know, I'm Irish, so I'm not familiar with spice. So I don't think I'm going to do very well.
Yeah.
All the clips I've seen that are deeper in the interview is him like pouring hot sauce into his mouth, wiping wings all over his face. I think he puts a wing in his suit pocket. Like he's chugging milk and like spitting it all over. Like
milk.
He committed the bet.
He committed all in.
I love that.
And I love that. And that's why I've always loved him. Conan.
I love him too.
National treasure.
My favorite late night host. The only late night host I've actually really
Everyone says
liked.
He's so nice. And he, awesome. He was, but that was a superficial interaction. But like everyone who's met him that I know says he's so
good. Anecdotal stories.
Yeah. I've never heard a bad one.
Maybe we can get him on here.
We are right. We did just watch a movie last night that you said you're going to watch tonight.
Yeah.
That Conan's in. It was called Don't Destroy This.
Don't Destroy the Treasure.
It's like Don't Destroy This. The Search for Foggy Mountain. I think it's called. It's very long.
I think it's a Judd Apatow movie.
Mm. Judd Apatow movie. Conan's in it. He's so funny. The movie is like it's called Please Don't Destroy the Treasure of Foggy Mountain. One of the best movies I've seen in a very long time.
Can't wait.
It's a comedy.
I was LOLing.
It's like Super Bad meets like an adventure, like Goonies kind of.
It was kind of Goonies vibes.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, really cute. 1979, Kourtney Kardashian was born.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Kourtney.
Happy birthday, Kourtney.
I know you're listening.
Kourtney, we love you.
Kourtney.
1983, the Disney Channel began as a cable channel. And 2013, two Earth-like planets are discovered orbiting the star Kepler-62.
Mm-hmm.
1,200 light years away in the constellation Lyra.
That's pretty close, all things considered.
Discovery of a five-planet system with two super Earth-sized planets in the habitable zone. The two planets are the most Earth-like that we have found to date. I don't know if we found any since then. Is that the latest?
We found a bunch, but what we believe to be. It's
probably the closest.
Yeah. But again, with that telescope, they're able to look at stuff and say, like, kind of determine what it's made of.
Yeah.
If it has an atmosphere and stuff. So.
And then I'm doing this new thing where I'm looking at Florida Man for the day.
I love that.
And I have my Florida Man story of the day.
All right.
In 2018, a naked Florida man in a Publix parking lot kicked trash cans and jumped and punched cars while screaming, "I only had one beer." A deputy arrived at the Publix on US 1 in Vero Beach Thursday night to find Boatcher. That's his last name.
Sorry, what?
Boatcher?
Toucher?
Boatcher.
Oh.
Toucher.
I thought his name was Bo and Toucher. Last name was Toucher.
No, his last name is
that's a problem. Boatcher. That's a problem.
Swinging his arms and yelling while wearing no shirt and no underwear, but with a baseball shorts around his ankles. The deputy said that Boatcher was sweating uncontrollably as he yelled, "I only had one beer and I only wanted to smoke some pot." As for dropping his
don't
pants.
We all?
This sounds like me on that plane when I told that story.
When you were taking the
pants around his ankles, he's sweating.
Yeah. Mm. Said as for dropping his pants, he claimed to be responding to a friend mooning him or indulging in a behavior that was the only way to get him out of there.
Classic.
So we had to moon the guy back to get him off his back.
Oh, that's the rule.
I know.
I can't look at your ass without reciprocating. It might be man code, but I think that's how it goes.
And lastly, your word of the day. It's a Hawaiian word.
Ooh.
Pana po'o, I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Ooh.
It means to scratch your head in order to help you remember something that you've forgotten.
Like this.
You know, and you're like,
I do that a lot.
You do. I feel like it's such a guy thing.
Yeah, I'm always
it's
like,
very primal.
I go like, I look up to the corner. And I'm...
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that there's some study, depending on like which side you're looking up in your eyes, it means something else, like towards your brain.
Ooh.
Like to the left or right.
Sounds like spycraft. I like it.
Yeah, very much.
Channeling some conscious thing.
All right. Well, those are your days for today.
Wow. That was an exhilarating beginning.
It was an exhilarating beginning. When we come back, we're going to learn some fun facts.
Ooh, goodness.
Ooh.
It's almost summer, and the best and most sustainable way to shop for a new season is on TheRealReal.com. TheRealReal is the largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. It's the only place you'll find brands like Hermes, Cartier, Prada, Dior, Staud, Zimmermann, Jacquemus, and more for up to 90% off retail. 10,000 plus new arrivals land every single day from hundreds of brands you love, all authenticated by a team of in-house experts. Whether it's that perfect wedding guest look, a new summer sandal, an updated beach tote, resort wear for your summer vacation, you're bound to find exactly what you're looking for, plus deals you won't get anywhere else on TheRealReal.com. Visit TheRealReal.com and use code FIRST at checkout for 20% off. Terms apply.
All right. We're back. Today I learned. Who wants to go first? Lex, do you want to go?
Lex, I feel like Alexa sent a text out.
She's been teasing us. She said she has some good fun facts.
I have some sick facts. Well, I do have something very interesting. Something topical related to something that just happened in pop culture.
Okay.
And you just brought up Kourtney Kardashian, which also ties into all this.
Ooh.
But we're talking OJ.
Oh.
Yes.
We're talking OJ. Yes. So OJ passed away this week.
Yep.
He died of cancer.
Yep. Mm.
And it's worth noting that almost everyone on OJ's defense team has died of cancer.
Really?
Interesting.
So Johnny Cochran died in 2004 of brain cancer. Robert Kardashian died in 2003 of esophageal cancer. Effie Bailey died of cancer in 2021, but wasn't reported what kind of cancer. Robert Shapiro currently has colon cancer. Mm. And now OJ has died of prostate cancer.
Damn.
So this is just interesting to look at how this entire criminal defense team, and this isn't just an age thing, because Chris Darden and Marsha Clark, who are on the prosecution side, they're fine.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're not grappling with cancer, but everyone. And I think the esophageal cancer that Robert Kardashian had is actually extra symbolic, because it's like, you lie through your mouth.
Interesting.
Well, it's almost like chakra kind of based, too. You know what I mean?
Oh. And the brain cancer for Cochran, it's just all very odd.
Whoa.
And
now OJ's died of cancer. Like it's like a sin.
Very, it's very like metaphorical.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a curse.
Physically and karmatively. Karmatively? Is that a word?
Karmically.
Karmically. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I just found that really interesting.
I saw some interview that Robert Kardashian, because it's obviously like all over like my For You page, some interview that he did. And it's like, you can just tell. It's like that shit
eats at you.
It was like obviously like a disease in his body. It's just like, you could tell that he knew. You could tell that like he knew he did something terribly, terribly wrong. And it just like sat with him for the rest of his life.
Well, we've talked about this. There's footage of Robert Kardashian that exists when the verdict was read, and his face turns green and he looks like he's going to pass out. It's like, it's almost like he did this for his friend knowing he'd be found guilty and like saying like, oh, I'll do it knowing that justice will still happen. Yeah. And then when he realized he got off, he actually understood the magnitude. And there are a few people who were on the defense team who aren't dead yet. I'm pretty sure Barry Sheck was also on OJ's team, and he might have cancer and we just don't know.
Yeah.
But it's, I'd be worried.
I'd be getting checked. No question.
It is like, it's a little bit more than a coincidence. Like
all
it does,
of them?
Yeah.
It all feels of them, including OJ, is just a lot.
Very cursed.
You know what I'm curious about is this
OJ lived far too long.
Way too long.
Far too long.
Well, an interesting time, you know, because like with CTE studies, like don't they have to wait till you're dead to kind of like.
Yeah,
they have to. There's only, you can only examine like a
cross-section
brain post-mortem.
Your brain.
I'd take a look.
But that's his family has to agree to that, right?
I'm not sure. What I also read about his passing is that they all signed NDAs, and I read that he confessed on his deathbed, but I don't know if it's true.
So I was going to talk about this later in the episode because I was going to do our current events, but but it's fine. We can talk about it now. I think that that is so fucking insane. And he had up to like 50 people come into his room when he was sick,
they
and
all
of them had to sign NDAs.
Whoa.
Maybe he's like writing a book, but like, why would you care then if you're dying? Maybe it's like he wants it to go to his estate or something, but
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's just like so fucked up.
Yes.
What a fucking monster, like to the very, very end.
No, it's awful. And I was listening to the New York Times podcast the other day, and they were at the end of the episode, they're like, oh, also to note today, Nicole Brown Simpson, the murderer of, or OJ, who was accused of Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend's murder. I'm like, they're still not saying Ron Goldman's name.
All of these headlines have been crazy.
And I was like, that is so fucking rude. It's the Times. And I was like, to not say Ron Goldman's name is so fucking rude.
Yeah.
I got so mad. I was like, dude, it's the Times. Do better, man.
That is fucked up.
Didn't NPR have a crazy headline too? I thought I read another headline that was
like, they not call him a murderer.
They were like, OJ Simpson, 80s superstar athlete, blah, blah, blah. Like they didn't, I don't even think they mentioned anything to do with his case at all.
It's so many people are like, if he is guilty, I'm like,
not if.
But that's what's weird.
He's literally admitted
but it is a gray area because technically he's not.
So I mean, civilly,
and
he
he was found guilty
in
civilly, but not
correct.
Criminally.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. So like in the headline, it's just weird. Like,
that's just like, I mean, that is very conscious. Like, you don't accidentally like, forget to...
Well, because obviously it blew up
and
jurors, I saw it.
Well, the jurors, so many have come forward and said that they knew he was guilty.
Yeah.
But we don't need to get into that.
Wow.
Very layered.
Very layered.
But
He has passed.
I don't think he'll be missed.
It doesn't seem like it.
I mean, I feel horrible. Like, for his kids, he had kids. Like, that's like really.
Just imagine the confusion of their entire lives.
I mean, yeah.
I can't imagine grappling with this, like, idea that my father killed my mother but was found innocent. So I have to, like,
do the song and dance
with him. Like, yeah. I can't imagine how confusing it must be for them.
Well, and he's, like, said, like, was the biggest fucking asshole narcissist just to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, aside from anything that he has done. So
I'm sad that Norm Macdonald didn't get to live long enough to see it happen. Because I don't know if you guys remember, but him on Weekend Update when the whole OJ thing was going on, it's some of the funniest shit
really
that SNL's ever done. It's insane. He was relentless on OJ.
I want to go back. Weekend Update's my favorite segment.
Dude, when Norm was hosting it, you got to watch it. It's all the OJ bits. They come out of nowhere. He'll be doing some story, and then he's like, in other news, OJ's guilty. Like, kind of a, he just like brings it up all the, it's like while everything was going on.
Right. Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right. Well, yeah. Eat shit, OJ.
Bye.
Okay. So my fact is a short and sweet one.
I love that.
And it's more of like a shower thought.
It's okay. I have a listener fact too.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. My fact is just the fact. It's just the fact that your tongue knows what any surface is going to feel like without tasting it. Like you could look, I can look at that couch. I'm like, I know exactly how that'd feel like on my tongue.
100%.
I look at the camera, know exactly how that lens is going to feel on my tongue.
Glassy,
I know how,
and cold.
The wood floor, like you, for some reason, your tongue just knows any surface.
Interesting.
It's, and you know, almost how like it has taste. Dexterity.
I know. It's like it has its own thing, autonomy going
strange.
On.
Strange.
Weird.
Are you thinking about it?
I am thinking about it. I'm looking at everything in this room now and thinking about.
You want to lick stuff?
Like the wall, the radiator.
I would if there were no repercussions.
There's probably, this building was built in the 30s. Probably a lot of lead.
Yeah. Maybe some asbestos.
Maybe some asbestos just lying around.
Well, yeah, I guess your tongue would be. Oh, I actually, sorry, that there was a fact that was, okay, this is kind of true crime adjacent.
Are we done with the tongue?
No, still tongue.
Oh, okay.
Still tongue.
Still tongue.
We're on tongue talk.
If you are wondering if something is either a rock or a bone, put it on your tongue.
Nope.
If it sticks to your tongue, it's a bone.
Why
if it
do
doesn't,
I want
it's a
to
rock.
Put a bone on my tongue? What if it's a
I like
murder
how
victim?
He's like, this is true crime-ish.
Let's say you come across some bones, but you're not sure if they're bones.
Okay, wait. Bones stick to your tongue?
They do.
Why?
How?
Just probably because of what they're made out of and stuff.
Probably because they're porous.
Maybe.
So it creates like some suction or something.
I'm just saying, if you need to call in an expert,
why
you
would
could
you
save
be in
the money.
Why would you be in a situation where you're thinking of something
bone
as a bone
or,
a rock?
We're just talking about tongues here. I'm telling you, your tongue can tell you the difference between a rock or a bone.
There's a lot of.
If you're at
the
an archaeological site and you know what I mean, you want to know.
100%.
Just saying.
I feel like the tongue's underrated.
I want to be an archaeologist.
Honestly, that's the dream job. I said when I was a kid, that's
oh my
what
God,
I was going to do.
I know. I know. With the, with the little brush.
We could go to grad school.
You could get the, for you guys, like, you could probably pick a great outfit. It'd be really great.
With a really fun floppy hat.
You know.
Little safari
Melania
vibe.
Trump did it, and she wore an interesting outfit in Egypt, and I was like, "Man, that's stylish, but not respectful at all."
No. Melania Trump's an archaeologist.
She dressed like one. One time,
you gotta like, yeah, you gotta like figure.
I would
out
do like the safari hat and stuff. I'd be ready. I'd be out there with my maybe a monocle.
Ooh, like a little pink brush.
I'd hold stuff up. No, fuck that. I'd go Indiana Jones.
See,
100%.
That's what
technology,
I'd go.
I'd go water pick. I'd be water picking everything.
Ooh, yeah.
To get
ooh,
that little stand
cool.
out of stuff.
Yeah, that's nice. Or like an air thing, like you clean your computer
or vacuum.
With. Yeah. Okay, what's your fact?
So this is pertaining to something that happened last week. The solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Today I learned.
Jared did look up at the solar eclipse.
Well,
did it hurt your eyes?
People have been talking a lot of shit to me on this. So I wanted to. So they're like, oh, you're going to go blind. You're going
to
go blind.
Were you in?
I looked for a glance.
Were you in Arizona?
Yes.
So you had a better view.
Not
here
really.
I didn't even go
not
outside.
Really.
I'm like, what's the point?
I don't even know if we hit 50%. But
okay.
When I looked, it was at like the maximum. I had the pinhole thing. I was like, this sucks. This looks
I'm
like
looking
shit.
Right at it.
I'm looking at the ground. All the action's above my shoulder. It's like right over. It's behind me. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to look up real quick. And I just went like that. And it like kind of crossed my plane of view. But I saw the shadow of the moon crossing the sun. All day long, there were all these articles being like, be careful. And so
your
I was
rods
like.
And, rods and cones are going to burn.
The rods,
sizzle.
And cones, the rods and cones.
So I go, fuck this. I'm looking. And I looked. I had a pretty bright white spot in the middle of my vision for like 5 minutes after. But I'm fine now.
That's good.
Well, he doesn't know because it takes weeks for the damage to actually manifest in your eyes.
Today I learned that John Quincy Adams partially blinded himself looking directly at an eclipse in 1791.
How are you supposed to know to not do that in the 1700s?
You don't. You would do it.
And then
you
go partially blind.
And do you know where the eclipse was really pronounced?
Yeah.
I can see why people would think the world was fucking ending.
Oh, my God.
The way it goes so black.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
For like 5 minutes. Yes. And I'm like, I would be terrified if I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it didn't happen here. It's spooky.
This one was especially crazy because I was telling Jack this. The sun goes through an 11-year cycle of like chaotic to calm. And right now it's at like the peak of the chaotic side of the spectrum. So I don't know if you saw this, but with the naked eye, when the moon was like totality, when it was covering it, you could actually see... it's not a solar flare. There's a different name for it, but you could see these massive protrusions around the sun. There'd be these massive red things. You could see them. Imagine so not
I saw
knowing.
Green in the,
you saw, okay, well.
Well, like a green ring, kind of.
Okay, yeah. Well.
Well, I didn't look.
Whatever it is. If you were in one of these places,
Jared, you know,
you could see it with the naked eye. Like, you could just, you wouldn't need anything else. You'd just see these, you know, this one loop coming off the sun is like three times bigger than Earth.
Wow.
So you can see it. And I just think about being like, you know, a caveman and seeing that shit. There's no way
you'd hide.
Yeah,
it would be so.
Like,
so
now you're God, 100%.
I know, it's great that we have like a little bit of knowledge.
But I looked at it. If I joined the ranks of John Quincy Adams,
and
Donald
Trump. The picture of Trump looking up at the eclipse is one of the funniest pictures.
Funniest
I've ever
president.
Seen.
It's like, well, because he had the glasses. He had the glasses.
He's got the glasses. He goes, took them off and then re-looked without the glasses.
He looks at it and then he looks back. He kind of looks at Melania. He goes. Which I don't know what that means. He like does a small, like, I don't know. Maybe he's like, the sun's smaller than I thought.
I don't know what it means.
See, I'm no longer gonna weigh in on who I support presidentially. I'm just gonna weigh in on how funny they are against
absolutely.
Each other. Because now I'm like, it's the only unifier. Like, humans, we gotta find laughter and humor, and that's all I'm commenting on now with presidents. I'm not gonna talk about their just are they funny or not.
Yes,
it's now Idiocracy. I just vote based
on
it. Can you keep the price of In-N-Out low, and will Costco keep their hot dog at $1.50? And like, if you can promise me those things,
basically low priced fast food is all we care about now.
Yep.
Yes,
these days.
Yep,
and probably a lot of people.
That's it.
You know, that's all we need.
I love that. We want to hear the fan.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Let's hear the fan fun fact.
Okay.
This is Zach from Milwaukee calling back in with another fun fact. Just wanted to keep this one on Roald Dahl. So Roald Dahl's son was hit by a taxi cab in 1960 and developed hydrocephalus, which is water on the brain. So Dahl teamed up with a neurosurgeon and hydraulic engineer to create what is still known as the Wade-Dahl pill valve. It's a special type of cerebral shunt that helped relieve water pressure from the brain. By the time the device was finished, Dahl's son no longer needed the shunt. However, it is still currently used today, and all of the shunt have agreed to never take profit from it.
Roald Dahl, author and medical visionary.
Wow.
That is insane.
This might be our most intelligent episode ever.
To date.
Honestly, I feel smarter.
Yeah.
Well, and the end of his little message, I think, got cut off with bad service, but he was saying that they didn't take any profit.
That they don't take profit.
Yeah,
from
it sounds like this was just a great thing that they wanted to unleash onto the
world. That's amazing.
What a guy.
That's fantastic.
I love him. The more I'm learning about him, I mean, who knows?
Also,
I'm sure he's got some private skeletons, but don't we all?
I don't want to dig too deep, but
it's so funny.
From what I know,
I cannot be a fan of any man from the past.
We can put him on like a pedestal, like a medium-sized pedestal, but like, let's not ask too many questions. Let's just...
Don't look too much.
I like to peel back one or two layers of the onion. Then
I feel like author, medical visionary, let's leave it there.
Leave it there. No more facts.
You did a great thing as far as I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
Thanks for your fact.
Okay, well, when we come back, we're talking Coachella for a little bit.
Oh.
True crime.
Yeah. It's rewind time.
Okay, we're back. Coachella last weekend, Coachella this weekend. I just wanted to like kind of jump in, talk about thoughts and like talk about some of the things that happened. Number one, my first question, like, has Coachella officially jumped the shark? Like, are we thinking it's choogy? Is it over?
It's
like,
toast.
It's over.
It's over.
Festival's toast.
Well, mostly because I've been a bunch of times, so I'm not particularly jealous anymore.
I just think it was funny. It was like the influencers that were still going, there was a light, like Tank Swine, you know, the influencer, and her caption of like going was like, they can never make me hate you. So it's like this whole narrative that like, it's like,
I'm sure it's still fun.
It's still fun. I would go if it was easy and free, but like it's,
I went with Jack a couple years ago to help sell couches.
I remember.
And
couches. But we were paid. That's why I went.
Yeah. But I didn't know.
I would do that.
I didn't know at the time, but I had an active case of COVID.
Oh, no.
And so I was in a bad mood and I had a really bad Coachella. But all that being said, the festival's terrible.
He went into it with a bad mindset.
It's a terrible festival. It's logistically, it's the biggest headache
logistically,
I've ever seen.
Logistically, it's horrible.
It's hot out. Everything is 2 miles apart. It's a fucking nightmare. Like, I don't know why. Like, I would understand if every band on the lineup was something that I knew or wanted to see.
I saw Radiohead there.
See, that's awesome.
I've seen some sick bands there.
That's rad, but that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
Now we're looking at Lana Del Rey, dude. Like,
I would love her. I saw her at the Bowl. She's great.
She's fine.
Not for me. But it's dreamy. It's fun. It's not like whatever.
Snoozy, dude.
Snooze.
It's not like a Coachella-y vibe, but I don't know.
Nothing is anymore.
I'd love to see
Lana Del Rey. Doja Cat seems like an interesting headliner for me. I'm like, that doesn't make a ton of sense.
Yeah, they've taken like the Coachella out of the Coachella.
I think for me, a cool way to see Lana Del Rey would be like in an isolation chamber where I could just kind of sleep or like snooze.
Yeah.
Because it's like that vibe.
Yeah. I like her.
But like on a headliner like stage like that, I don't know. I want to see some fucking... something crazy.
Well, it's like Coachella was like the end all be all of festivals. And that was the big thing where it's like, there's a million other festivals now that have very similar lineups that are way cheaper and way easier to go to. So it's like, why are people going to Coachella for the same thing that you could get? Like
chasing the high of when Coachella was fun.
Right.
And that's why I don't feel like, I don't think I could hang anymore.
No.
You and I went one year. There was a dust storm. We hid under my dress. I was wearing like a long maxi and me and Jack like, huddled under the dress.
Like the parachute in PE class?
Exactly, yeah, right. Because literally. It was like we were waiting for a cab for 2 hours and we were just hiding. So I'm like, I couldn't do that now.
No.
We were like 25, so we had the energy for that.
No, we did that at 34 years old, 35 years old.
And
if I can't get home, that's when I turn into the pumpkin.
But
I'm a bitch.
We were selling couches. We had to be there. So.
I would go for money.
I would still go. I would go.
I love concerts.
I love a festival.
Yeah. I love a show. I want to go see. I love a festival. But,
I love people watching.
That's like, the best.
That's a tough way to do it, and it's like the headache of getting in and out kind of outweighed the stuff that I was able to see while I was there, which was a bummer.
Is that the only time you've gone?
I've only gone then. I wish I would have gone when I was younger. I didn't realize how easy it was to get
younger
there.
Younger I was, the better.
All
it was.
My memes were popping up from like 13 years ago, and I'm like, I wish I could feel joy like that again.
I know it was gone. Joy.
Yeah,
well, it was also so much easier.
It's tough because I feel like the lineup has or the demographics definitely shifted, especially with influencer culture and stuff.
Yeah.
You've got younger people going, and so the. In turn, I think some of the artists that they're booking are things that are
more
under
top
my radar.
40 type artists.
And so
best lineup ever, 2005, Nine Inch Nails and Coldplay.
Wow.
That is my ideal Coachella. And all the Saddle Creek bands, like it was Bright Eyes.
Oh,
Faint,
wow. That's
Cursive.
Cool. That's fun.
Wow.
I'll
that
never
would
be like that
amazing.
Ever again. I know.
I saw the XX headline there too, which was awesome.
Really?
And I that's like dreamy vibes too, but it was great.
That's awesome.
Like they just don't have bands anymore.
No. And I saw that Tupac hologram.
Yeah.
Saw the Tupac hologram?
That was 13 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. That was 13 years ago?
I think so. Or eight.
No.
Or eight.
It was
2013. It doesn't matter.
It was 2013.
Well, that was 14 years ago. I mean, that's 11 years ago.
Yeah, 11 years ago.
Whoa. A lot of numbers flying past me.
Math be mathin'.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I wanted to point out. So Kesha came out with Renee Rapp. And she sang Don't Stop Make It. Anyways, but the opening line of the song is wake up in the morning feeling like
P. Diddy.
And she ended up saying wake up in the morning and fuck P. Diddy. She changed the lyrics of it, which I'm like very into.
Still doesn't really work.
Well, you have to keep the P. Diddy part onto the song.
I mean, the song is the song.
The song is the song.
Like wake up in the morning and like fuck P. Diddy. I don't...
And she goes, fuck P. Diddy.
You got to put the emphasis on it.
Yeah, with like this. She's like flipping off the crowd.
Got
which
it.
I really liked. Another thing that happened is J Balvin, the artist, brought out Will Smith and he sang Men in Black dressed in like the Men in Black suit.
Yeesh.
Cool.
I was very into
it.
Do we
hate Will Smith?
I don't know.
What are you yeeshing?
What? Is he like, is that like him being like, hey everyone, I'm still a fun guy?
Yeah, probably.
Sorry about all that.
Can't go to the Oscars for 9 more years, but
yeah.
But they did have like these like big alien things and stuff. I mean, I love Men in Black.
I love that.
And
he's like, remember when I used to do wacky raps instead of be a Scientologist and like assault people at the Oscars?
I still like them.
Yeah.
I mean, Yeah, OG.
Listen,
Will Smith is the
Big
best.
Willie style, I put that shit on still. I don't care.
Yeah.
Welcome to Miami.
That was J Balvin brought him out.
J Balvin, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And then Taylor and Travis were there.
I saw they went to Ice Spice's set.
Yeah. I mean, I have no thoughts really.
Taylor
and
Travis, is that like an indie duo?
TNT.
Yeah, TNT. Yeah,
TNT.
Cool, cool.
And then the last thing I'll talk about is, so Megan Fox was there and she was doing like an interview, I think, at the Revolve House.
She had a blue wig on.
Had a blue wig on. And the interviewer asked her the question that we've all been waiting for. And it was about Chelsea from Love is Blind. She finally asked her and she finally answered the question about like, what do you think about like her saying that she always looks like you? And she gave a really good answer.
I'm sure it was very nice.
She seems like a very like
measured.
Yeah.
Well, in this scenario, she has the high ground.
Well, like, yeah.
No, you got to be nice.
But like, she could be a bitch or like an asshole about it.
Yeah.
But she was just like, I really see it. Like, I think we have like the same eyes. And then she basically just said that like she doesn't deserve like any of the hate that she's gotten. But
I love that.
I really liked her answer.
Megan has spoken.
It's so funny.
I love the shit Megan says. Her Call Her Daddy interview, I just watched highlights on Instagram or wherever, TikTok. And yeah, she said some things that cracked me.
No, she's hilarious.
She's great.
I love her.
Me too.
Love Megan Fox. I'd like to go on record and say that I too like Megan Fox.
Yeah, you like what she looks like.
She's fine.
No, she's
gorgeous.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think that we've run out of time.
Oh, this was a good one.
Holy shit.
I hope you've learned something. A half fact
we
or
did
two.
It Big Willie style.
Feel good about this.
We did it Big Willie style. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Love you guys.